Lina stared miserably down at a letter B someone had scratched into her desktop long ago. Almost anything would have been better than pipeworks laborer. Greenhouse helper had been her second choice. She imagined with longing the warm air and earthy smell of the greenhouse, where she could have worked with Clary, the greenhouse manager, someone she'd known all her life. She would have been content as a doctor's assistant, too, binding up cuts and bones. Even street sweeper or cart puller would have been better. At least then she could have stayed above ground, with space and people around her. She thought going down into the pipeworks must be like being buried alive. One by one, the other students chose their jobs. None of them got such a wretched job as hers. Finally, the last person rose from his chair and walked forward. It was Dune. His dark eyebrows were drawn together in a frown of concentration. His hands, Lina saw, were clenched into fists at his sides. Dune reached into the bag and took out the last scrap of paper. He paused a minute, pressing it tightly in his hand.
"Go on," said the mayor. "Read."
Unfolding the paper, Dune read,
"Messenger."
He scowled, crumpled the paper, and dashed it to the floor. Lina gasped. The whole class rustled in surprise. Why would anyone be angry to get the job of messenger?
"Bad behavior,"
cried the mayor. His eyes bulged and his face darkened.
"Go to your seat immediately."
Dune kicked the crumpled paper into a corner. Then he stalked back to his desk and flung himself down. The mayor took a short breath and blinked furiously.
"Disgraceful,"
he said, glaring at Dune.
"A childish display of temper. Students should be glad to work for their city. Ember will prosper if all citizens do their best."
He held up a stern finger as he said this, and moved his eyes slowly from one face to the next. Suddenly, Dune spoke up. "But Ember is not prospering," he cried. "Everything is getting worse and worse."
"Silence,"
cried the mayor. "The blackouts," cried Dune. He jumped from his seat. "The lights go out all the time now, and the shortages of everything. If no one does anything about it, something terrible is going to happen." Lina listened with a pounding heart. What was wrong with Dune? Why was he so upset? He was taking things too seriously, as he always did. Miss Thorne strode to Dune and put a hand on his shoulder. "Sit down now," she said quietly. But Dune remained standing. The mayor glared. For a few moments he said nothing. Then he smiled, showing a neat row of gray teeth.
"Miss Thorne,"
he said,
"who might this young man be?"
"I am Dune Harrow," said Dune.
"I will remember you,"
said the mayor. He gave Dune a long look, then turned to the class and smiled his smile again.
"Congratulations to all,"
he said.
"Welcome to Ember's workforce. Miss Thorne, class, thank you."
The mayor shook hands with Miss Thorne and departed. The students gathered their coats and caps and filed out of the classroom. Lina walked down the wide hallway with Lizzie, who said,
"Poor you. I thought I picked a bad one, but you got the worst. I feel lucky compared to you."
Once they were out the door, Lizzie said goodbye and scurried away, as if Lina's bad luck were a disease she might catch. Lina stood on the steps for a moment and gazed across Harkin Square, where people walked briskly, bundled up cozily in their coats and scarves, or talked to one another in the pools of light beneath the great street lamps. A boy in a red messenger's jacket ran toward the gathering hall. On Otterwill Street, a man pulled a cart filled with sacks of potatoes. and in the buildings all around the square, rows of lighted windows shone bright yellow and deep gold. Lina sighed. This was where she wanted to be. Up here where everything happened, not down underground. Someone tapped her on the shoulder. Startled, she turned and saw Dune behind her. His thin face looked pale.
"Will you trade with me?"
he asked.
"Trade? Trade jobs. I don't want to waste my time being a messenger. I want to help save the city, not run around carrying gossip."
Lina gaped at him.
"You'd rather be in the pipeworks?" "Electrician's helper is what I wanted," Dune said. "But Chet won't trade, of course. Pipeworks is second best."
"But why?"
"Because the generator is in the pipeworks," said Dune.
Lina knew about the generator, of course. In some mysterious way, it turned the running of the river into power for the city. You could feel its deep rumble when you stood in Plummer Square.
"I need to see the generator," Dune said. I have ideas about it."
He thrust his hands into his pockets.
"So?"
he said.
"Will you trade?"
"Yes," cried Lina. "Messenger is the job I want most."
And not a useless job at all, in her opinion. People couldn't be expected to trudge halfway across the city every time they wanted to communicate with someone. Messengers connected everyone to everyone else. Anyway, whether it was important or not, the job of messenger just happened to be perfect for Lina. She loved to run. She could run forever. And she loved exploring every nook and cranny of the city, which was what a messenger got to do.
"All right, then," said Dune.
He handed her his crumpled piece of paper, which he must have retrieved from the floor. Lina reached into her pocket, pulled out her slip of paper, and handed it to him.
"Thank you,"
he said.
"You're welcome," said Lina.
Happiness sprang up in her, and happiness always made her want to run. She took the steps three at a time and sped down Broad Street toward home.